Hi, I'm Cooper again.
I'm Luis Arroyo. Welcome back to Social Studies Burrito.
Today we are talking about the famine in Ethiopia from 1983 to 1985.
But first, let me talk about today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by CubeCraft. CubeCraft is a multiplayer online game with huge variety of weapons and places to explore. You can be peaceful and make friends and build epic buildings, or you can battle with other people. If you guys want to download CubeCraft, use code Burrito at checkout for 10% off all in-app purchases.
Hey, Cooper.
Hey, Luis.
So, Cooper, did you know that the Ethiopian famine was mainly caused by the government?
Yeah, before it has only been blamed on drought, but there's evidence to suggest that the government has played a big part in the problem, too.
That's interesting, but how can the government cause millions to starve?
You're about to find out.
Great.
So one of the main things that the government did was waste money on transporting Ethiopians from northern Ethiopia to the west. This didn't give them what they desperately needed at the time, which was food. They planned to move about 1.5 million people with a budget of $35 million, but they only moved 600,000 people and spent about $374 million, which they could have spent on food. With the money that they spent, they could have given $623 worth of food to each person that was moved. Talk about a waste of money.
Another major reason was the government was taking food and land and animals from the farmers. The government made a law so that farmers can't produce extra food. If there was a famine, those farmers would be able to use this food to survive. They also have to slaughter their animals for food and taxes. This also means that during a famine, the animals can't supply the families with resources and food.
The last main reason is the government refusing foreign aid. This prevents groups such as Doctors Without Borders or the International Red Cross from helping the people that need it the most. This could have prevented many lives from getting lost. They did this to prevent the opposition groups of Ethiopia from getting stronger. Not everyone in this region is part of an opposition group, so this was a very selfish act.
We hope you learned something new about the Ethiopian famine of 1983 to 1985 on this week's segment of Social Studies Burrito. And guys, don't forget to check out CubeCraft.